I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Portions of this podcast have been edited due to copyright.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Thursday, November 20th. It is 5:30. Thank you guys for joining us, getting up early with us. It is, at least the rain kind of subsided a little bit. Still really, like, I hate this word, moist out there. But at least it wasn't like downpour like it was earlier in the week. Well, they're saying we might get some rain on Saturday, which would really not be great for the F1 race in town. But fingers crossed, things change. We'll see how it goes. And if that track is wet, man, it's going to be an interesting race, that's for sure.
And it's a race that's on the strip. It's not like on the motor speedway.
No, yeah, this is going to be banging and clanging all over the place. But yep. I am so excited. I am just, my whole social media feed is just filled with the drivers going to different places and trying things. And I was watching a video this morning of one of the drivers, Alex Albon from Williams Racing, and some guy was doing an interview with him, and he brought him in and out. And Alex was like, oh my, he was just dying. He's like, this is delicious. Oh my gosh. And then his teammate, Carlos Sainz, he's just walking by, and he's like, Carlos, come here, try this. So Carlos, a man that I love, did exactly what I would do with an In-N-Out burger. He looked in it, pulled out the tomato, pulled out the onions, and then took a bite of it. I was like, I love this guy. That's exactly what I would have done.
You're like, I'm not the only one, thank God.
Oh, I just cannot do raw tomatoes and raw onions. I like them both when they're cooked or in a sauce or something. I'm totally fine with that. But raw, forget it. I'm out.
Okay, I knew about the tomato thing, but you don't like raw onions either?
No.
What?
They just, oh my gosh, they make your breath smell so bad. I'll taste it for the rest of the day.
Know what? That reminds me, when I'm cutting onions, like, I like to cut raw onions with gloves, because you're right, that smell, it lingers. Or if I'm cooking dinner, like tonight, it's spaghetti night, and I cook it with onions, I'm chopping it up. If I don't use onions and I go to sleep, I could smell it on my hands.
Yeah, you just, my mom used to tell me when I would cook, if I'm going to be doing something with either onions or chili, stuff that leaves a smell, she's like, put cooking oil all over your hands like it's lotion.
What?
And she's like, that creates a barrier. So then when you are done, you wash your hands, there's no smell.
Ah.
Yeah. So
nice
try that.
Hack.
I don't know if you have any cooking oil. But
I've got some avocado oil.
Yeah, that'll work. That'll work too.
Okay, cool.
So anyway, yeah, really excited about this weekend. How you doing this morning?
I feel like this week has been the longest week ever.
It has.
Okay.
We went from a 3-day week last week to the full 5 days. So it's kind of like, whoa.
And I feel like this time of the year, it's like, okay, what day are we on? When's Thanksgiving? When do I need to do my holiday shopping, which I haven't even started on. And I'm just like trying not to overstress myself on that. But I think what also messed me up from this week is watching Wicked 2 nights ago. When I went to watch it, like, my whole dinner was off. Like, my dinner was a large popcorn and 2 chicken tenders.
Yeah.
I ate also a bag of Airheads during it. It's so much sugar. So my body's like, wait, this isn't a Friday night where you're eating whatever you want. And then my sleep is off. Last night, I think I got like an hour and a half of sleep.
Why did you get so little sleep last night?
I don't know what it was. Like, my body was really tired, but I couldn't shut my brain off.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, you know what? Whatever. Just power through today. I'm fine right now, but I know in a couple hours, I'm going to start crashing.
You're going to hit a wall.
Yes.
For sure. Do you have to do anything later today? Can you go home and maybe catch a nap or something?
I can catch a nap, but I do have a lot of errands to run. I think I'm just going to push it off to tomorrow. Like,
yeah.
If I can, I think I'm just going to do that.
Yeah, the weekend will be here. Get stuff done then if you can. So, yeah, that I've been there. Those are the worst days where you're just like, why won't my brain shut down? It's crazy.
Even melatonin wasn't working. I was like, okay, well, looks like we're just going to have to run on what we have.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Well, if you need anything, extra coffee this morning, whatever, I've got some in the office.
Thank
so you'll
you.
Be all set. Well, we are really excited about the show this morning. We have more of those Jonas Brothers tickets. So many people are texting us, calling us about those. Yes, the four pack that we have will be given away right around 7:30 with the Mega Minute. And on top of that, you'll be entered in the grand prize drawing, which is a pair of meet and greet passes. That would be very cool. So that is on the way. Also, an early edition of Heads Up coming up just after 6 o'clock for tickets to check out Derek Hough's show over at the Fountain Blue Las Vegas. But let's start the show. It is time for the pre-show You Pick 'Em. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear? It's Mercedes in the morning. You know those unspoken bathroom rules that we all kind of follow at work? You know, the biggest one for me is silence. No small talk from the stall. Is talking in the bathroom stall normal or totally weird? You had a moment yesterday.
I did. And this has happened before with our boss. She's totally done this. I've walked in. Our boss has been in her stall. And you know how like the bathroom stall's gaps are so
the
wide?
The little cracks on the side. Yep.
They're so wide you could see everyone pass through. She saw me. I went into my bathroom stall. I didn't know she was in there. I go to sit down on the toilet and she's like, hey, Steph, it's so-and-so. I got your email. And we're talking business between the bathroom stalls.
While you're both peeing.
Yes. So this has happened before to me. And I don't know if I'm attracting it because yesterday I walk into our restroom and there's one of our coworkers. She's at the mirror, she's doing her makeup or whatever. I say, hey, how are you? Same thing. Hey, good. How are you? Good, good. I walk into the bathroom stall. I'm putting the little sheet down. And right as I'm about to sit on the toilet, she goes, oh, my God, Steph, I cannot handle the cold weather right now.
Oh, my gosh. We're doing this. Okay.
I can't do the small talk. I can't do the work talk. Just don't talk to me at all while I'm hearing myself pee, please. I feel like it's an unspoken rule. You shouldn't be talking in between bathroom stalls.
I think some people just like it's not as big of a deal to some people, but I'm with you. And I know exactly who you're talking about, the doing the makeup thing, because I walked in there. She was doing her makeup the other day. And it's the same as you. I was like, hey, good morning. And she's like, hi, how are you? We're like, good. Okay. So I go install. That should be the end. And then she starts talking to me too, like full conversation. And I'm kind of frozen because I'm like, wait a second, I'm not going to have to multitask my, you know, bathroom functions and small talk. So I'm trying to like have this one shred of dignity while she's asking me about the weather or whatever. And I never know how loud to answer. I never know why she thinks this is a bonding moment. I think that silence is one of those unspoken rules. So next time I see her walk in, I think I'm I'm going to bring props or something. I don't know. I'm going to like distract her. Like, hey, look at this. And then while I go into the bathroom and have her do something, you know, with whatever I bring in.
Oh my gosh. There's other things too that happen in the bathroom that just confuse me. There's a lot of coworkers that talk on the phone in the bathroom stall. Have you heard those?
Yeah. One of our co-workers used to do that all the time. She doesn't work here anymore.
But oh, yeah.
I wouldn't know if she was talking to me. She'd be like, hello? And I'd be like, hi. She's like, hey, how you doing? And I'm like, good. How are you? She goes, hold on. I'm sorry. I'm on the phone. I'm like, oh my God. I thought you were talking to me.
I don't know why, but it's so funny when people talk on the phone. And I also think it's lightly disgusting that you're on the phone. You're touching the toilet seat. You're flushing the toilet with your hands. And on the other hand, you're on the phone.
I know. Those are just the rules. But like with guys too, I think that would be tough. You're going to the bathroom and I wouldn't know where to look when I'm standing at the urinal. Guys, where do you look? Do you just look straight down? Like, it would be weird to look at each other, right? Like, hey, how's it going?
Oh, James tells me, like, they have full-on conversations without looking at each other.
Oh, my gosh.
They're just at the urinals. They're talking about it. And they, like, look. They don't look at each other, but they look down at their stuff. But they can see each other's shoes. Oh. So they'll start talking about sneakers at the urinal.
That is so, so uncomfortable. I don't know why. You guys must be used to it. But I can't do it. So, yeah, I know the coworker you're talking about. I don't think she's going to stop. Maybe you pre-record a message on your phone. Oh. The second she starts talking, something like, this bathroom guest is unavailable. Please try again later.
Thank you for calling.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Thursday, November 20th. It is 6:02, almost to the weekend, guys. It is almost here. And it looks like it's going to be mostly clear today. Might get some rain this weekend, but hopefully it stays clear enough for F1, which is in town. I know a lot of people either are loving it or hating it because of the traffic. So
yeah.
I'm trying to think because we are going to the race. Me
nice.
And my daughter are going on Saturday. Like, where do you park? Does anyone have any tips? Like, where do you park for that? Do you just have to pay like $100 to park at a hotel or something? I'm trying to figure out where the heck are we going to park? Yeah. And I know some people are like, you could ride share down there. The rates just go through the roof. I might as well park.
Where are the stands at? Where does it start
well,
at?
Well, there's different sets of stands.
Got
and so
it.
The stands that I'm in, they're close to the sphere. So I'm just like, oh, I'm so stressed out about that.
You could do it.
I know. We'll figure it out.
You will.
You know, last night was so funny. Do you remember I was telling you about the census worker that showed up to our house randomly?
Yes, and you guys thought it was a scam?
Yes. If you missed it, there was a whole saga at my house. It started with the census. The census worker shows up at our door earlier this week. Matt and I answer, and then when I figured out what it was, I left. But Matt is talking with the guy, and it was a pretty rough interaction. Like, he was kind of irritated. He thought it was a scam. He was very short with him, and he's like, here's my number. Call me, and we can discuss. Like, we're about to eat dinner. Like, he was just really, really short with him. And so the next day we get this package from FedEx, this little envelope, and it's like the official notice from the census saying someone's going to be showing up at your house. Well, he beat that.
Got
you know
it.
So we're like, oh, we're part of this population survey that they're doing. And so then the guilt hits both of us, and Matt decides he needs to make things right with the guy. So he calls the census guy because they exchanged phone numbers, like I said, and I heard him. He's like, I just wanted to apologize if I was a little short with you talking to the guy. And the guy, everything changes after that. They start talking. I mean, I hear laughing. They're like, yeah, man. Yeah, definitely. And I hear follow-up questions. I like literally hear two grown men bonding like they just met at some neighborhood barbecue or something. Matt went from this annoyed stranger to best friend energy in like 5 minutes flat. It was crazy.
You know what's funny about Matt is I can sense that like when he gets very protective of you and the family, especially towards strangers, but once they bond over something, their relationship just clicks and it takes off.
It's so true. He will become friends with anyone, but it was funny. So he has to ask questions about our household and he's like, you know, what's your name? Like, how old are you? Da, da, da. And he goes, okay, how about your wife? What is her name? And he goes, Mercedes. And the guy goes, like Mercedes in the morning. And Matt died. I didn't hear this. He's telling me, he goes, I died. And he's like, I started laughing. I didn't know if you wanted me to tell him yes or no. And I was like, what'd you say? He goes, yeah, we started laughing. He's like, that's really cool. Tell him I listen. I listen to the show. And I was like, oh my gosh, I hope he didn't hear me talking about him the other day.
Census worker, if you're listening, you're, you know, thanks for what you do. And I'm sorry that Matt had to, you know, question you at first, but now it sounds like you guys are buddies.
They're buddies now. I guess he's going to call back. Like, there's a series of questions.
Oh, really?
It's not like a one and done. Like, he keeps checking in. I don't know how this works. So if you get that unexpected visit, it's actually legit until the scammers figure it out. And then they're going to use that to worm their way in. But I just thought that was so funny. Well, he has a new unexpected friend.
Oh, well, that's awesome. I add that to the list of all the unexpected friends that Matt has.
Oh, I can't keep up with that. There's so many. Well, we have a lot coming up on the show today. As promised, Jonas Brothers tickets at 7:30. In just a couple of minutes with Heads Up, don't go anywhere. We're going to get you those tickets to check out Derek Hough, Symphony of Dance Encore over at the Fountain Blue Las Vegas. That is on the way. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. Minka Kelly, actress Minka Kelly, she handled a surprise question about her Vegas-born boyfriend, Dan Reynolds, on live TV. And the way she reacted has everyone talking. We'll talk about that coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Minka Kelly and Dan Reynolds are trending this morning. Now, Minka Kelly is an actress. If you don't know her, she was in movies like Friday Night Lights. She's been in a bunch of stuff. You'd probably really recognize her if you saw her. But she handled a very awkward curveball like a pro on Today with Jenna and Friends. She is talking about her new rom-com called Champagne Problems. Everything is fine. Everything is light. Everything is breezy. And then Jenna eases into a question about her relationship with Dan Reynolds. And they've been together for a while. Yes, I'm talking about our hometown guy, Dan Reynolds from Imagine Dragons. Here's how the interaction went.
You have a very big love in your life right now. Talk about your relationship, if you feel comfortable. I think you posted this B-Day message saying he healed wounds he didn't inflict.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
It is beautiful. I feel very lucky. He's a really good guy.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like you don't want to talk about it. That's fine.
You could just, and the visual of it too, if you watch it, she's really like taken aback when she asks the question. She kind of leans back and her eyes get big and then she looks off to the side like she's looking at someone like, what is this chick doing? And yeah, it was really, you can hear the hesitation, you can hear the honesty. What's your take on stuff like that? Because you do have to tread carefully on like celebrity interviews. You do want to make sure your guest feels comfortable, but you also want to ask the questions that everyone is wanting to know the answer to, you know?
I really think it's on how you frame the question and how, and also what they're here to promote as well. Obviously, she's on the show to promote her movie. So if you can twist it to where, hey, I know your movie coming out, Champagne Problems. How did your relationship with Dan, did he help support you in this role? Or something within those lines versus straight up, how's your relationship with him? You know what I mean?
Sometimes I think a nice little heads up ahead of time is a good idea, like before the interview. Like, hey, would it be cool if I asked you a quick little question about Dan and how that's going? That way they're not like taken aback or like they did not expect it. I don't know. That's just me. It's a really fine line because there's that part of me that's like, hey, you're a celebrity. people, you're in the spotlight. People are going to ask you these questions. You got to be prepared for it. Then the other part of me is like, they're still human and they do have a right to privacy. And if they don't want to answer a question, they don't have to answer a question. But it was funny because Olivia Munn, the actress who's in it with her, she jumped in to try to like smooth things over. This is what she said.
I was like, I guess we know straight then go to the video.
I'll say this. I love Dan. I did his music video.
Yes, yeah.
Right. It was the first thing I did after COVID. I was actually pregnant and no one had known yet. And but anyways, he was so kind. I love the whole band.
He's the best. They're all the
really
best.
Happy for
you. And I think there's something sort of similar to the movie in like the theme of, you know, love sort of hits you when you least expect it.
So they kind of smooth things over a little bit there, but they've been linked, Minka and Dan, since 2022. They were seen together in Los Angeles, and fans kind of clocked the timing right after Dan split from his wife, and the romance has just grown from there. So watching Minka handle that whole thing made people love her even more. Calm, thoughtful, didn't bring any drama. So that is what's trending. Okay, let's do it. It is time to win. Time to play Heads Up, an early edition for you guys who are up early with us. We appreciate you. So let's get you a pair of tickets right now to check out Derek Hough, Symphony of Dance Encore. If you love him on Dancing with the Stars, you are going to love this show. It's happening at the Fountain Blue, Las Vegas. And your tickets right now with Heads Up, you get to pick your category. And when you get six answers in 60 seconds, you are going to the show. Who wants to play?
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Mary Beth, you are caller 20. Good morning.
Good morning. Woo-hoo.
Let's do this. Let's get you these tickets for Derek Hough, Symphony of Dance Encore. Pick a category. Do you want to go with MapQuest or Game On?
MapQuest.
All right. Geography Awareness Week is this week, and these are all different U.S. states, okay?
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay.
I know. We'll get this. I'll just say a city and then try to guess the state. Yeah. You know, well, we have a game plan. We got this. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right, guys. Your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
This is the state that Chicago is in.
Illinois.
Yeah. This is the state we are in.
Nevada.
Yes. This is the state Madison is in.
Wisconsin.
Yes, this is the state that, Cleveland is in.
Ohio.
Yes, this is the state that Norfolk is in? Okay, this is where Atlanta is.
Georgia.
Yes, this is where Denver is.
Colorado.
Yes, oh my gosh, Mary Beth, I told you. You did great. Congratulations.
Yay. Oh, my God. I love Derek Hough.
Oh, you're going to have the best time. Symphony of Dance Encore at Fountain Blue, Las Vegas. Congratulations. The one we passed on, I don't know why I couldn't think of a city in Virginia. Norfolk was right, though, right?
You are right. I love how you're like, oh, God, what cities are in Virginia?
I've never been. I have no idea, but congratulations. It's Mercedes in the Morning. What do you guys think about this? Our number is 702-364-9400. There is a school in the UK making headlines because they told students that they are no longer allowed to sing any of the songs from K-pop Demon Hunters. I mean, the movie, obviously, huge on Netflix. Kids are obsessed. They sing the soundtrack everywhere. And the school, they sent a message to parents saying that some families felt very uncomfortable with the reference to demons in the movie. So for those families, you know, demons are not a spooky cartoon detail. They see demons as like a spiritual force that opposes their faith. And so hearing their kids sing those songs at school kind of felt to them like the school was mixing in something they teach their kids to avoid. What do you guys think about this? That you have the other parents who are like confused. The kids love these songs. They say the music's upbeat and it teaches teamwork, and they feel like this is this is a cartoon. It's not a theology class here. They don't see any harm. So now the school is caught between two groups of parents who see the same songs in two completely different ways. What do you guys think? Do you think the school made the right choice? Or do you think, like, maybe that was a little too much? And did your school ever ban something that said everyone off? Every school has had that rule that kind of turned the whole place upside down.
Yeah, see, I understand why the parents and some of them could be frustrated, because it's such a big song right now, the Golden Song, and the movie's such a hit. But coming from someone who has been to a private school and has things banned from them, we got the Harry Potter books banned from us. And at first, a lot of us were like, what? This is the biggest. Hey, we don't believe in these things. We don't want them to be taught at your school. We understand if that it's in your private life, but here at this school, we don't want it. And although it took me a while to get into Harry Potter, I understood as a student, look, this is what the private school wants to teach, then hey, so be it, we gotta follow it.
But I totally get where you're coming from. I think a lot of parents, I remember that whole Harry Potter like panic too, and a lot of parents and teachers kind of thought that wizardry was gonna turn the kids into something, but here's where I separate the two. When you ban something in school, you're saying the entire community has to adjust to one group's interpretation of a fictional story. And that's where it loses me. You know, one group of people, they don't like it. So that means everyone is not allowed to like it. Kids are not practicing sorcery because they read Harry Potter. And kids are not summoning dark spirits because they sing a song from K-pop demon hunters. They're, you know, engaging with these stories and these characters and music the same way every generation does. And when we start blocking this harmless content because it brushes up against themes that some families don't like, we're kind of narrowing their world, really. That's the way I look at it. This one group doesn't like Harry Potter. Now, none of you can like Harry Potter. You know, I don't like that.
I think it's just rules that have to be set forth with some schools, and I totally understand it. And if you don't like them, then go to another school.
Well, it's not that easy. Like, okay, I'm going to go to another school. Like, if you don't like Harry Potter, then don't let your kid read Harry Potter.
I don't think it's that they don't like Harry Potter. I think it's what it stands for.
What does it stand for?
For the wizardry and stuff and the sorcery. If they're against it, and I totally get it. Like, hey, these aren't what we want to teach everybody. And it's not a certain group. If it's a school that believes that and it's only certain parents that feel otherwise, then unfortunately, those are the rules that people have to follow.
So because like just a select group of parents don't like it, no one can like it.
I don't think it's parents. I think it's the administration.
Brenda, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think about this? The K-pop Demon Hunters band, just any bands in general?
I think it's ridiculous. As a teacher, we are so limited to literature and anything out there. They're taking away the music programs. They're taking away the science. And now they're taking away holidays. And they took away Dr. Seuss books and Harry Potter books and now K-pop Demon Hunters. Like, really, what else is there for the kids to enjoy?
Yeah, I think it's too much. Let people make their own decisions. Why are you dictating what my kid can and cannot listen to, you know?
Exactly.
We're getting some text here. This one says, kids are not turning into wizards. Kids are not battling demons in the hallways. These are harmless things. Why do the schools think that this is okay? I don't know. This one says, my opinion isn't the song Golden about defeating the demons. Therefore, that should be okay. This one says, I just don't like when I hear my pre-K students saying I am a demon. Yeah, I wouldn't like that either. But then you sing, you know, then you sing Golden and then you say that you're a demon hunter and you're on their side and you're trying to help them.
I am a 5-year-old and I am a demon. Please don't repeat that.
Yeah, I don't know. If a family doesn't want their kids to sing the songs, they can make that choice. That's fine. But shutting it down for every single kid, I don't know. I feel like that doesn't teach respect. It teaches everyone, okay, you got to shrink your world until my beliefs are in agreement with yours, you know?
You can sing, you know, you can sing Golden, but you can't sing Soda Pop.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Barry's Downtown Prime inside Circa, now taking home orders for Thanksgiving.
Parents are stretched pretty thin right now. There's a new LendingTree survey out, and it shows that families with an infant and a four-year-old are paying more for childcare than rent in 85 of the biggest metro areas. Now, Omaha and Milwaukee, they are the top cities where childcare for two is more than double the average rent. Omaha parents pay around $2,891 a month for childcare, while their rent runs $1,368.
And this is in Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah.
This isn't like these big cities like us or LA, New York.
No, some of those cities are on the list. Milwaukee families pay $2,252 for childcare, $1,760 for rent, which, I mean, I guess maybe it makes sense like the more rural type areas or the smaller cities that the housing is more affordable.
Yeah.
And, you know, you look at our city, we're 80th on the list, which is not too bad if you think about it. We spend an average of $1,060 a month for childcare and $1,735 a month for rent.
Just because we're 80th doesn't mean that it's not expensive.
No.
Right?
But they're, yeah, and we're not talking about expensive. We're talking about compared to childcare to rent.
Childcare
is less expensive than rent here, where in a lot of cities, it's way more expensive.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, God, but still, and on top of the rent, on top of the childcare, that's still a lot of money. And thinking about all the stuff that they need when they're a kid, they're growing so fast, they have to go through clothes all the, like, you know, months after a time. So, man, this is childcare for me. I mean, birth control for me right now.
Yeah, it's tough. I remember when my kids were little and we had them in childcare. It got to the point where we were like, you know, it didn't make sense because one of us, like my husband's job was like negating what we were spending on childcare. So it's like he was working for free because he would go and work and then that money went directly to childcare. And it's like, well, maybe you should stay home and take care of the kids.
Yes.
But we ended up keeping with that as they got older and then got into school. So, yeah, it's a tough situation. Does anyone else deal with that where you're like, do we work? Because we're working to pay for childcare, which doesn't make sense. So it's one of those things where you really have to sit there and analyze what's best for your family.
Yeah.
Also this morning, Taylor Swift, she sits at number one on, yes, of course, the Billboard charts, but on McAfee's most dangerous celebrity list.
What?
Because scammers use her image more than anyone else's. AI deepfakes, fake endorsements, bogus videos are everywhere, and fans are getting fooled. McAfee says that 72% of people surveyed have seen fake celebrity content. Some people lose serious money. I don't know if you remember that story about the lady who sent thousands of dollars to someone pretending to be Brad Pitt, and the scammers they target people that are famous that the public trusts, and Taylor is literally the perfect example of that. Some of the other celebrities that you got to be careful for when it comes to deep fakes and stuff like that include Sabrina Carpenter, they say Jenna Ortega, Sydney Sweeney, Scarlett Johansson, and Tom Cruise.
Oh my gosh, this is insane. Didn't remember we got a text from the text line one time that said that one of her clients, or a listener's clients, believed she was talking to Bruno Mars and sending Bruno Mars money?
Yes, it's scary. I feel like as people get older, they want to believe these things. And it's just, you got to keep an eye on your family members and make sure they're not doing anything like that.
They got to go through like a training process.
Yeah.
Like, hey, after you hit a certain age, you got to go through this training to make sure you're fishing for scams.
Don't click on those links. Finally, this morning, the penny is gone. And now people have thoughts about the rest of our change. A new YouGov poll shows 24% of Americans would be totally fine eliminating the nickel, and 14% want to get rid of every coin and just round to the nearest dollar. What do you guys think about that? Most people fight that idea, but the cost of making coins is a lot higher than a lot of us think. Pennies cost 3.7 cents to make. Nickels cost almost 14 cents to make. Dimes cost 5.8, so we can keep the dimes, I guess. Quarters cost 14.7, and 30% of people say they would not even bother to pick up a penny off of the ground. So if they saw it, they'd just leave it there.
What about you? How do you feel about this?
I don't use cash, really. And I'm kind of disappointed in myself, honestly, because it's like we are turning into a cashless society, but yeah. It's just so easy to, like, here's a card, here's my phone, here's my Apple Pay, here's my Venmo and stuff like that. But I do say I don't want the coins to go away. I don't know. There's, to me, that just signals that we are all going to be so dependent on technology in order to pay things. And what if something goes down? Well, something goes down, then what happens? Where's our money?
I know.
At least I have my jingle jangle.
I get freaked out, but I also get sad because my little kid heart used to collect all the state quarters. Do you remember the state?
Yeah, you put them in like the little folder and
yes.
stuff. Yeah.
Oh, that was me as a kid. I'm like, oh my God, the California quarter came out and now they're worthless.
Now you can just collect Venmo, Cash App.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This story is hilarious, and it just shows what dads will do to impress their kids. There's this guy in Sweden, and he really, really wanted to impress his kids in probably one of the most chaotic ways possible. They were reading the Guinness Book of World Records together, the book, mm-hmm. and his kids all pointed to just all the wild categories and told him, man, Dad, it would be so cool if you broke one of these world records. And so he was looking at it and he was trying to like consider his options. You know, he admitted that he never really has felt good enough at anything to be the best in the world. So he kept flipping through and he found a category that he's like, huh, I think I could break this world record. Most matches in your nose.
Oh no. I don't have a good feeling about this.
Well, someone had already done it. They got 68 matches up their nose.
Oh my God.
So the man studied the number. He thought about the size of his nostrils. He thought about the glory of it all and said, all right, this is my moment. So he sat down, he grabbed a giant box of matches and he started loading them in like he was packing for some like winter camping trip, just squeezing them all up in there. he got to 81 and broke the record.
What? I don't know if I should be clapping or confused, because that is sounds like just a dangerous thing to break.
It is very dangerous. His kids cheered. He felt like a superhero with probably major sinus congestion. The whole thing just made me laugh because I get that chaotic confidence that leads someone to putting things up their nose. Like, have you ever, especially as a kid, did anyone else, please tell me I'm not the only one, did any of you guys ever stick anything up your nose? Because I was that kid.
You were that kid?
I was. My masterpiece involved Red Hots, the candy, you know, those little cinnamon imperial things. I was obsessed with how they smelled. I loved the smell of cinnamon. And mm-hmm. I don't know, in my child brain thinking, imagine if I put them up my nose, I could have the smell in my nose all day long. That's such a good idea. So I stuck them up inside my nose and I thought I was just brilliant. 2 seconds later, the candy got stuck. And then snot got involved, and then cinnamon heat plus kid snot. That equals a chemical reaction that I was not prepared for. It burned my face from the inside. My eyes were watering. I was crying. My mom figures out what's happening, and I had to go to the ER. And they had to take him out.
What? Wait, so at the ER, the doctor, they have to like go in there with pliers or what happens?
It was like with these really long, skinny tweezers. And he had like the light. And I'm like, crying. And he sticks this thing up my nose and pulls them out. He was laughing the whole time, which made me cry even more. My mom kept shaking her head. She was embarrassed. Like, it was just one of those things. Has anyone ever done that? What did you stick up your nose as a kid? And did it end with a doctor? Where, you know, the family will bring this story up almost every holiday. Remember when you stuck Red Hots up your nose? I'm like, yes, I do. I do remember that.
I'm sorry that happened to you, but yes, looking back, it's kind of funny. And there's a story with my brother that I will never forget. He had to have been like 11 years old, and my mom was panicking because he loved coins. And pennies was like, you know, the copper, like, taste and that smell?
Yes.
He was obsessed with it. Well, he thought it would be a brilliant idea to stick a penny up his nose.
Oh, no.
And I think you could imagine what happened after that. He's screaming. He's realizing that the penny is stuck up his nose. I'm freaking out because I'm like 2 years old. My mom, she went in with the pliers and she was able to luckily get it out. But I'll never forget, his nose was bleeding because of all the impact that it went through. And never again. I will never look at pennies the same.
Maybe that's why they need to discontinue the penny. It's going up too many noses. 702-364-9400. Did you ever stick anything up your nose as a kid, and did it end in a trip to the hospital? Let's talk to Barbara. Hey, Barbara, good morning. What happened?
Oh, it was so funny. Just a few years back, my son Eli, he came downstairs, and when he was younger, he was kind of nonverbal, so he was just smiling and giggling and sniffling, like, over and over again. So I'm like, what the heck? And then he just starts giggling and keeps giggling, and he comes to me, and he starts mumming. And so I'm like, what the heck is wrong with you? Why do you keep following me? And he points to his nose. And so I go and I'm like, did you put something up your nose?
Oh, no.
And I laid him down on the couch, and I used a flashlight, and I can see a little yellow thing up there. So I called my husband, who is not a surgeon or a doctor, but he's a contractor, so he has similar tools.
Yes.
So he went and got pliers, a big flashlight, and he performed a little surgery on the couch. And my son could not stop giggling. He thought it was the funnest thing ever.
So what was it up his nose?
So it ended up being the little tiny yellow Lego.
Oh my gosh. Like the one piece where it's just one little. Oh my gosh. I know the exact Lego you're talking about.
Same.
Oh my gosh. That is so funny that your husband, what'd you say he does?
He's a general contractor. So
he definitely knows about like building things.
Yeah.
The Legos are right up his alley.
Yes.
I love it. Thank you so much, Barbara. Let's talk to Summer. Summer, did your kid ever stick something up their nose?
So it wasn't like, well, it was me and my nieces. I was visiting my nieces out in Arizona, and we had animal crackers in the bowl, and my nieces and I were just having a conversation about shoving things up our nose. And my niece was like, you can't shove an animal cracker up your nose. And I said, yes, I can. And so I did. But then the animal cracker got stuck. And so I started like freaking out minorly, just like a little bit. I was like, oh, the cracker's kind of stuck. But then my oldest niece started like full blown, like wailing, crying, like, oh my God, Auntie, I should have never told you to do that. Like, are you going to die? Like, she was crying, freaking out. And so then I took my nose and I kind of punched it a little bit and broke the cracker and then just like snorted out the cracker. And then she was laughing.
Oh my wow. gosh. But of all things, I mean, I don't know how big your nostrils are. How did you fit an animal cracker up your nose? That seems like that is impressive. You should go in that Guinness Book of World Records for biggest thing you put up your nose.
That is
huge.
I have allergies and I've had them since I was a kid. So anything, even a little sniffle, I can't. Put me in a bubble. I can't do anything up my nose.
I've never seen our text lines like this jammed this morning with people who had kids or did it themselves. This one says, my sister stuck a bean up her nose. It was there for a week. My son put a key piece of cat food up his nose. I stuck a raisin up my nose when I was little.
Oh, yeah.
It says, it rehydrated and looked like a grape.
No kidding. It got replanted in your body.
Nice job. Congratulations. All right, let's do this. It is time to win. It's time for the Mega Minute. And we have your tickets right now to see the Jonas Brothers. This show's going to be so much fun. Four tickets to the Jonas Brothers at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. And you'll qualify for the grand prize, two meet and greet passes. Oh my gosh, how cool would that be? All you got to do is get 10 questions that we give you, random questions, get them correct in 60 seconds or less, and you are going to that show. Caller 20, you get to play right now, 702-364-9400.
Are you ready?
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hi, Kaya, you're caller 20. Good morning.
Yay, good morning.
How's it going? How are you feeling this morning?
I'm good. I was on my way to work.
Oh, you got in. You're caller 20. You get to play the Mega Minute for these Jonas Brothers tickets. You know how it works, right? 60 seconds, 10 questions, get them all right and you win?
Yes.
Okay, let's do this. Are you ready to go?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Kaya, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass, or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. In the Mega Minute, it starts now.
Which actor played Neo in the Matrix movies?
Oh, pass.
Which holiday is on the fourth Thursday of November?
Thanksgiving.
Yes. What cereal is known as the Breakfast of Champions?
Pass.
What racing event is happening this weekend on the Las Vegas Strip?
F1?
Yes. What cartoon character is known for saying, what's up, Doc? The Hollywood Walk of Fame can be found on which L.A. street?
Five.
Which actress voices Meg Griffin in Family Guy? Whatever there's a problem around Adventure Bay, who will come and save the day?
Oh, I don't know. Pass.
Which actress plays Elphaba in the Wicked movies?
Cynthia.
You know what? Half a point for that one. Cynthia Erivo, Gaia, on that one. Oh, my goodness.
No.
I'm sorry. You know, some of those were pretty tough, depending on what your worlds entail. The serial that is known. Oh, well, let's go back to the very first one. Which actor played Neo in the Matrix movies? That's Keanu Reeves. The cereal that is known as the Breakfast of Champions is Wheaties. The cartoon character known for saying, what's up, Doc, is Bugs Bunny. The Hollywood Walk of Fame can be found on which L.A. street? That's Hollywood Boulevard. I wouldn't have gotten that. I didn't know what street that was on.
Yeah, I'd be like, same.
Melrose? I don't know. Which actress voices Meg Griffin in Family Guy? That's Mila Kunis. Another hard question. If you don't have kids, you probably don't know this one. Whenever there's a problem around Adventure Bay, who will come and save the day? That's Paw Patrol. So, unfortunately, we did not get a winner. Even the text line is like, these questions are hard.
I know.
It was a hard one today for sure. But the good news, Kaya, is you do still have a chance at these tickets because caller 20, you are going to get them right now. A 4-pack of tickets to see the Jonas Brothers at the MGM Grand Garden Arena on November 29th. And you'll also qualify for the grand prize of 2 meet and greet passes with the Jonas Brothers. Caller 20 right now, you get them. Our number is 702-364-9400.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Barry's Downtown Prime and Side Circa. Now taking home orders for Thanksgiving.
Metro, they have released their newest list of the most dangerous intersections in the valley. See if yours made the list. The top 5 are Charleston and Decatur, Flamingo and Rainbow, Charleston and Wallapai, Blue Diamond and Arville, and Tropicana and Decatur. These corners see the highest levels of crashes, violations, risky driving. I second the Charleston and Wallapai one at number 3. Oh my gosh, that area, there's like a school zone there. There's a shopping center. There's just tons of traffic. And people speed through there and run the lights all the time. I've seen accidents happen there before. It's so brutal.
I'm surprised no, like, east side intersections are on there. Maybe something like Washington and Nellis.
Well, there's a whole list.
Oh, gotcha.
I only did the top 5.
Okay.
Washington and Nellis is on that list.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
it is in the top most dangerous intersections for sure.
Yeah, east side where I grew up. My peeps, you got to be more careful. Drive carefully.
Some
please.
Of those east side locations, Boulder Highway between Sahara and Karen, Flamingo and Pecos, Flamingo and Maryland, Las Vegas Boulevard and Cashman Center Drive.
Ooh,
so
yeah,
there's a lot of really dangerous ones.
I'm thinking really close to Blue Diamond in Arville. It might be right. The street over is Blue Diamond in Decatur. And the reason why is, you know, those street lights on Blue Diamond, they're like diagonal. They're super big and silver versus the normal signal lights. It can get really confusing down there on that street. So I can see why there's a lot of accidents that might happen, or it can be confusing for some drivers in that intersection.
The thing that I think that makes Las Vegas streets so dangerous that I never noticed in other cities when I drive there is just the amount of red light runners, the people that the light turns yellow and they keep going. And I always say that, you know, when my light turns green, I do wait a second or two. And some people behind me hate it, but I'm sorry. There have been so many times where cars have gone barreling through there after it's green for me. And so I just am not willing to take that chance, but I've not seen that in other cities. People just stop when the light is red,
yeah,
you know?
It seems like yellow means go faster.
Yes.
Instead of slowing down. So yeah, that's a good plan.
It's so annoying. Also this morning, if you have been dragging since the time change, your dinner schedule might be part of the problem. Doctors say that standard time throws off your circadian rhythm, which controls your sleep, your digestion, your metabolism, your hormone cycles. And they recommend shifting your dinner to around 5 or 6 in the wintertime. Your body needs that gap between your last meal and your bedtime so your system can reset overnight. And they say eating late keeps your gut working what it should be, resting, which means you're not going to get good sleep and your digestion's going to be all messed up.
I told you I slept for maybe an hour and a half last night.
Oof.
And maybe it had to do with us eating dinner late. I mean, we ate right starting around 7:45, which
is late. Oh my gosh, that is so late.
And I took my last bite at 8 p.m. So now I'm thinking about it, it's not like anything was on my mind to keep me up. It was my body trying to digest and go to sleep.
Well, I think part of the problem is that you can scarf down your meal in 15 minutes. Like, you're like,
I feel like 15 minutes is a long time.
Really? I eat
long.
Slow. I'm a slow
yeah,
eater. It takes
yeah.
me a long time. So, what time do you guys eat dinner, Ramon?
Usually we eat, late dinners around 8. Last night was around 8 o'clock. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I must be like a senior citizen. We have dinner at like 5:30 or 6.
I prefer to eat earlier. I did go to sleep kind of late, but I prefer to eat earlier.
5:30?
What time are you making your meals?
Well, I guess I take that back. I start making stuff at 5:30 okay. so we can eat by 6. So yeah, we usually eat between 6 and 6:30.
Smart lady.
Yeah. I cannot stand it when my friends invite us out to dinner and they're like, yeah, we made the reservation for 8. And I'm like, I'm out.
Don't invite
me. Because by the time you sit and order, now it's 9 yep. that you're eating. It's just way too much.
Yeah.
All right. We're running late. So I'm going to save this story for the next one. Just know, speaking of restaurants, if you go to a certain restaurant in South Korea and you're by yourself, they don't like that. We'll explain coming up in the next 3. It's coming up. The holidays are right around the corner. And with the holidays, I feel like it brings everyone together, which is great. But sometimes that means your joy is mixed with a little bit of family drama, and you think you're walking into a cozy celebration, and then a situation pops up and you have to make choices that you just didn't expect. And Ramon, you're kind of going through this right now with your family. What is happening?
So yeah, a little bit of a dilemma, stuck in a hard, and you know, between a hard and a rock and a hard place. But yeah, I have this family member that I grew up with. Love him, obviously. I've known him all my life, but he's always had problems, you know, substance abuse problems, in and out of jail. He just got out of prison. Again, a family member, very close to my mom, actually. So he's always around my mom's house and stuff like that. And just like, he also has a good relationship with my son, but he's such a bad example. I don't want to be around him. I'm kind of over it. I don't want to be around him for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, any type of holidays. So I don't know if I should just, you know, stay away, tell my mom something. I you know what I mean? There's been situations where there was this one time he violated his parole and he was at my mom's house. So the cops showed up to come get him. And my son was there while the police was there. Oh. So my son totally freaked out. And I was kind of like, well, that's pretty much the last straw. So I don't know if I have the heart to tell my mom. I'm still kind of undecided. So I just wanted to ask, you know, am I overreacting? What should I do? What would you do? It's just, it just sucks being in this position.
So what's your like question as far as like, are you reconsidering going over there for like the holidays? Is that what it is? You just want to cut them out of your life completely?
Well, if he's there all the holidays, then we're not going to be.
Okay. Have you told your mom that yet?
No, I'm dreading that conversation.
Ugh.
I'm hoping maybe we could do it over text.
What do you guys think? Like, I do get it. Do you? Because here's the problem, though. But now you're kind of on the losing end, too, because now you and your son and your wife don't get to be with your mom.
Oh, for sure. It's almost like a lose-lose situation.
Right. Has anyone been through something similar? Is this an overreaction? Do you set some boundaries? 702-364-9400. I personally think you're doing what a lot of parents would do. You're protecting your kid, and your son got scared with the police showing up. You saw how he reacted, so your instincts are kicking in, and I think you're right on that. I don't think you're banning this family member out of your life forever, but you're setting a boundary for the holidays, and I think that's okay. It's just a shame that you're going to have to pay the price and not get to be around your mom.
And it sucks because, like I said, I've known him all my life, so I love him. It's just that we're both in our 30s now, and at this point, he's just not going to get it. You know what I mean? He's just a knucklehead.
Yeah, I don't know. I do worry about how mom is going to react, you know? Like, mom's going to be hurt. You always think about stuff like that. What do you think, Steph?
This is tough. I've been in Ramon's situation many of times with a family member, but I think, Ramon, you're really lucky, and I say this because you have your family here for the holidays, and I barely get to see my family maybe once a year, and I haven't been with family, at least with my mom, in years for Thanksgiving or Christmas, so I will always choose my parents over someone who has been in and out of jail, like a sibling of mine. And I've had to have the boundary conversations with that sibling and saying, hey, look, I know where you are in your life and maybe we're not as a priority as you are, but if you're going to be around for the holidays, you got to get your act together. So I had to have that really tough, hard conversation with the problem. My mom's not the problem. My family member's a problem. So talking to them was really important for me and setting that like, hey, if I'm going to have James and I around,
you got to have your act straight or just don't come at all.
I think that is, in theory, if all goes according to plan, that's a great idea. But then it's like you wonder if they're going to uphold their end of the bargain, you know? And sometimes you don't know if that's the case. Let's talk to Katrina. Katrina, good morning. We're talking about like holiday drama, setting boundaries in families. What do you think?
I think I can totally relate, and I would definitely keep my child away. I've actually done it myself. My brother has been in and out of the system as far back as I can remember. He's currently serving life. I've woke up to, like, the SWAT team in my room. I've lived through drive-bys here in town because of him. My daughter got really close to him a few years ago, and he cut that cord because he was that influence, and, like, he had never lived in, like, a functioning life, like raising his child or, you know, being in a functioning marriage. So he wasn't the best example. So I had to cut cords, and it's been several years, and we're great.
Well, yeah, maybe it just takes a little time away. Does everyone have, like, that family member that you just have to kind of put a temporary ban on in your life? And what earned them the ban? We want to hear from you. Our number is 702-364-9400. We're getting a lot of texts. We'll take more of your calls.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you are just joining us, Ramon here is dealing with a tough holiday decision. He's got a family member who has struggled with crime, substance abuse issues since they were younger. This person is out of prison again and spends a lot of time at his mom's house, which is where the family gathers for the holidays. And the last time Ramon's son was there, the police showed up and really scared him. Now you're kind of, are you... The dilemma here for you is, do you skip the holiday at mom's and keep your son home to protect him, or do you just suck it up? Are you leaning one way or another? Or are you like really definitive in what you're going to do?
I'm leaning towards, having the conversation with my mom and staying at home without the fam. Yeah.
And that's so sad because like then your whole family's missing out on that together time, which like Steph pointed out, you're not going to get back. And sometimes you don't realize how lucky you are to spend that time. Let's talk to Abby. Abby, good morning. What do you think?
Hi, good morning. I don't have a similar situation as Ramon, but what I would do with his situation is that if I didn't have kids, then I would probably go and, support him and
you know, like, situation, so family's probably what he needs right now. But if I do have kids and he also has kids, then I probably would just skip it and protect my kids, and you know, because they're my priority now, and I would probably just talk to the mom.
Yeah.
My mom, yeah, you know.
Sometimes you have to, well, all the time, I think you have to put your kids first, yeah, on that. We're getting some texts. This one says, I get the concern, but are you sure you want to skip the whole gathering? This one says, this is tough. Your boundary's fair. Maybe offer another plan so that you can keep the peace. How do you, my question would be, is how do you think mom is going to react to this situation?
Yeah, and then knowing, like, if mom is putting together this whole holiday stuff and her son doesn't come, oh, I would be devastated.
Mary, hey, good morning. What do you think?
I think that he should protect his peace with his child and his wife, and actually not so much give his mother an ultimatum, but be like, hey, you know, I'm your son. This is your grandchild. This is the holidays. Everybody should be happy. But I do know people that have been in the system before, and their behavior is unpredictable. Anything can trigger them, and it's the holidays. It's time to celebrate. Be with your loved ones. Be happy. No drama. But unfortunately, there's always one bad seed somewhere that has to mess everything up for everybody.
Yeah, I don't think they even have to be in the system. We all have that one family member that at any moment can be triggered. And you're like, oh, I got to be careful with that. Big KB, good morning. What do you think?
Well, Steph, show is rocking today.
Aw, thanks.
Ramon is my man. But I got to go down on Steph's side of this one. Your mother, your family, those moments together are priceless. As you said, Mercedes, sometimes you're not going to get a second chance, man. This could be the last Thanksgiving, bro. You don't know.
What do you think?
Man up, take your son, and have that conversation like Steph did with your family member, and keep it pushing. I've done it too.
That's really good advice, Big KB. What do you think about that, Ramon?
No, I mean, he's not wrong. Like, it is going to break my mom's heart if it comes to that. I mean, he's not wrong. She's going to come to tears. It's going to be a big thing.
I'm switching my stance now. Don't give him that power.
Yes.
To dictate whether or not you get to go or not. Tell your mom to tell him dinner starts at 6. Have her start it at 3. So you get to spend 3 hours and then you leave and then he gets there and then it's all fixed, you know?
Bye.
I love it.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, our contestant is Kim. Kim, you're caller 20. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing? Are you ready for the weekend?
I am so ready for the weekend.
I think we all are. Yeah. I was like, bring it. All right, let's do this. We've got a couple of tickets for you to check out the Nevada Ballet Theater's production of The Nutcracker. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Royal Highness or Scorpio Season?
Let's go Scorpio season.
Okay, perfect. This is Scorpio season, and that ends on November 21st, Friday. And these are all celebrities that are Scorpios, okay?
Okay.
A little astrology here. I hope we get this one. 6 and 60 is all we need. Are you ready to do this, Kim?
I'm ready.
Okay.
All right, guys, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
She sings Teenage Dream, California Girls.
Katy Perry.
Yes. He sings Kiki, Do You Love Me? Na-na-na-na.
Pat.
He is married to Blake Lively.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yes. She is one of the Kardashians, but she's Kylie's sister with a different last name.
Kendall.
Yes. This is, he was married to Rhea Perlman. He was on.
Danny DeVito.
Yes. She is the Princess Bride and in The Devil Wears Prada.
Anne Hathaway.
Yes. She was Pretty Woman.
Julia Roberts.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Kim. Wow. You are a master of celebrities. I was so nervous for this one. You killed it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
The one we skipped on, give me a better clue, guys.
Him and Kendrick Lamar had beef.
Oh, yeah.
He's a rapper.
Yes! All right. Nice. See, you did know it. I just gave you a really bad singing clue. Kim, congratulations. You are going to the Nutcracker, the Nevada Ballet Theater production. All right. It is F1 for the 702. Sophie is on. And today, Sophie, we want to discuss your predictions for the Las Vegas Grand Prix. Who is winning this thing? What does your podium look like?
So this is going to be a really exciting race, and I was really thinking about it. So here is my podium. Starting in third place, I'm going to go with the Mercedes rookie, Kimi Antonelli.
Ooh. Okay. He's been doing well lately. That's a good one. Okay.
Yes. And then in second place, our Sabrina Carpenter icon, I'm going with George Russell for second place. Mercedes Whoa. Double podium.
What?
Whoa, two Mercedes
That's
on
insane.
The podium. Okay, I am so excited to hear. Who do you think is going to win this whole thing?
Say it with me, everyone.
Max Verstappen.
Really?
Max Verstappen's going to take a chunk away from both Oscar and Lando during this race, and I think Max is going to really put himself back in contention for the title. He won the very first Vegas Grand Prix, and I'm hoping to see him do the same here this weekend.
Oh my gosh, those are bold wow. predictions! I mean, Sophie, you know you're F1, so I'm really curious to see. I'm sad Lando's not on the podium, but that is a good top three. I don't know that I'd run to the casinos on that anyone, but we don't want to be responsible for it, but that was great. Thank you, Sophie!
Thank you,
Sophie!
Thank you,
thank you.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Barry's Downtown Prime Inside Circa, now taking home orders for Thanksgiving.
AAA says they expect Thanksgiving travel to be huge this year. Around 82 million Americans are going to head out. More than 73 million will drive. 6 million will fly. If you plan to hit the road, they say the worst times to leave are next Tuesday from noon to 9 and next Wednesday from 11 to 8. Those windows are so long that the real trick is just leave as early as possible. The worst times to come home are Sunday the 30th from 11 to 8 and Monday the 1st from noon to 8. Monday is rough because holiday travelers start to mix in with the regular workday travelers, and it's just a big old mess. But the best day to drive is Thanksgiving Day when the roads are usually pretty quiet. Hertz says next Wednesday is going to be the busiest day for rental car pickups, and rental rates, they're actually down 15% from last year. Gas prices should look close to last Thanksgiving when the national average was 306. So yeah, expect a lot of people going to grandma's house this year.
I've never driven on Thanksgiving. I don't think I ever will with all these stats and stuff like that.
I think I would drive on Thanksgiving because I've traveled on Thanksgiving before and it's quiet.
Oh, the day. Oh, yeah. The day of.
The day yes. of Thanksgiving. Gotcha. Yeah, and same with Christmas. We went on a trip a Christmas night, the 25th, the night, and there was no one there and everyone was so nice. The flight attendants were giving yes! us extra snacks and stuff. Like, it was amazing.
That's me this year for New Year's Eve. On New Year's Eve, we're flying from the Philippines and we're going back into time. It's going to be the coolest thing.
Oh, you get to do New Year's twice? Or wait, is that how it works?
Yes, New Year's Eve twice. We'll do New Year's Eve in the Philippines. Literally, we'll be boarding like around the same time as the countdown. We land in LA around like 11 p.m. in LA. I'm like, oh my God, we're going to do experience 2025.
That is crazy. You are truly a time traveler. Yeah. That is amazing.
Thank you.
Also this morning. Okay, it's been 2 days. The show aired on Tuesday. The results came out on Wednesday. I waited a day.
Spoilers.
So we could talk about Dancing with the Stars. Actually, this big headline from this week's Dancing with the Stars is that the person who got eliminated said they knew it was coming.
What?
So I'm giving you your spoiler alert. If you didn't hear the news on who left Dancing with the Stars this week, I'm about to say it. So just turn down your radio if you don't want to know. But Like I said, the headline is Whitney Leavitt and Mark Ballas getting sent home in the semifinals. And the two of them say they knew it was coming.
What do you mean they knew it was coming?
Well, so they did an interview and Mark Ballas says they felt it in their gut before the elimination. Whitney said the same thing. They walked in prepared for the worst, even though they've been putting up high scores all season. And the reason why is a lot of people are talking about the Mormon Housewives show, The Secret Lives of Mormon Housewives, and that just came out. And in it, Whitney was talking about how she wasn't going to come back to the show until she found out that one of the members of the show would get to be on Dancing with the Stars. Aww. She said that on the show. Viewers saw that, and they think that was where the backlash came. What do you guys think? Do you think that she deserved to go? I mean, it's a show on... It really isn't just who's the best dancer, because that's what the judges are there for.
Right.
There's a vote element, and you can vote for whoever you want to see continue to the next week. Doesn't mean they have to be the best dancer. So a lot of people were upset about that.
Who is left then of the three?
So the finals are locked. It's Robert Irwin, Jordan Chiles, Elaine Hendricks, Alex Earle, and Dylan Efron.
Oh, there's quite a few still left.
So there's five left. And what do you guys think? Who's going to win? 702-364-9400. I think that, I did think she was one of the best dancers. She had an extensive dance background, though, which a lot of people felt like was kind of unfair. But yeah, you have to have the fans vote you through. And if they stop voting for you, I don't know what to say.
So Mercedes, I've been wanting to ask you, I don't watch Dancing with the Stars, but I know Topanga was on this season.
Yeah.
Which was on one of the best shows of all time. How did she do? I know she's eliminated.
She got eliminated, I'd say like 3 or 4 weeks ago. She was good. She was, I'd say middle of the pack. She was not bad by any means. I really like her personality. She's just a really good... She seems like a good person. And so I was sad that she didn't go a little further. But yeah, I know you love Topanga.
Boy meets world.
Rebecca, hey, good morning.
Hey, so I have a theory that Whitney didn't necessarily get kicked off because of her comments, but because she was so good all season that now people like Jordan Chiles and even Elaine are like really improving and still improving every week, where she kind of like hit a lull. She couldn't like go up because she started so well.
Yeah, she kind of plateaued, because like when you have that standard, where are you going to go from there? Did you notice that the judges, did you feel like the judges really liked her, or do you feel like they were kind of against her?
I do feel like they really liked her. But I also maybe saw that they had more potential, like in Jordan, where they were hard on her at first.
Yeah. What do you think? Who do you think is going to win the whole thing?
I don't think anyone stands a chance against Robert, because he is just like a gem of a human. Every word, every face he makes is just like so cute and so sweet.
He is adorable. I want him to win. If I go based on like actual skill, I think Alex has an argument, but I think if we're going for the whole package, I think it's Robert.
Yes, that is so right.
Thank you for calling. Oh, man, our phones are blowing up with Dancing with the Stars people.
I love this.
Tammy, hey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What do you think?
Well, here it is. Here's the thing. It's a popularity contest. And Whitney, to me, I predicted she was going to win because she is far and away the most technically talented. But because she is not a liked character on Life of the Mormon show, that's what hit her hard.
Yeah.
That's why she didn't win.
That's so sad.
I agree with you. Yeah, she just did not. She had that fan base for a little while, and then the season came out, and I think a lot of people were like, ugh. Ramon, your sister Daisy just texted on the text line.
Oh, did she?
She wrote, Team Dylan. She's going for Dylan. That's awesome. All right, finally this morning, I saved this from last hour, a noodle shop in Yeosu City in South Korea has sparked a national debate after telling solo diners to stay away. They don't want you to come to their restaurant if you're by yourself. They hung a poster at the door offering four choices: either pay for two servings, eat two servings, or call a friend, or come back with your spouse. Those are the options that they're giving you. They also added a speech bubble that said, we do not sell loneliness.
That's rude, bro. That's rude.
Restaurants in South Korea are fighting rising food and energy costs, and a lot are choosing not to seat solo diners because a four top makes more money with four people.
I get it, but it's like, honestly, one of my things that I love is eating alone. Going to a restaurant that I know, the thing that I get all the time, by myself, no distractions, just me and my food. So this restaurant, I don't know if it would appeal to me.
Would you, let's say you really wanted to eat there, would you be willing to buy two meals or just at least pay for two meals just to go?
If it's something that I truly love, yes, I will get two and I know I can save it for later, I would buy it.
It's crazy that this place, I wonder if more people are gonna like stop going there, if this is all gonna kind of go back, but I don't know. I just feel like that's so mean. Like, don't you want good word of mouth? And if you know it's a place that's like, oh, you're by yourself, we want nothing
it's
to do with
it's a Dick's Last Resort of the South Korea.
Exactly. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. So I went to my second therapy session yesterday.
Yay! On the road with, what is it called again?
On the road to therapy with Mercedes.
I love this.
It was, you know what's really funny? The woman that I'm seeing, she and I don't know, we just have really clicked so far. Now, granted, it's only been two times
if
that we
someone's
met,
just so. Tuning in saying you know, we really clicked. It sounds like you're dating somebody.
No, it's just the second time, so it was funny, but there was something that came up in conversation that I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so talking about this tomorrow, because I think a lot of people can relate. So we both admitted in this conversation we were having yesterday that we love when people do this, and it's something that most people do not like. In fact, it makes most people mad. I'm convinced of it. But me and my therapist both admitted we absolutely love it when people cancel plans with us.
Oh my God.
Like, love is an immediate wave of relief, you know, a little smile, a quiet, like, thank you. Thank you to the universe. We both stopped and stared at each other like, what is wrong with us? Like, why do we like that? But honestly, if your therapist says she loves canceled plans, that takes a lot of shame out of the room. Like, I felt like so much better about myself when she said that.
Didn't you say you have a group chat with other girls that you guys love it when you cancel plans and you're like, you guys will make these plans? What is it again?
That's the name of the chat. It's called the Canceled Plans Club. Like, that's all we do is cancel plans with each other, and we all secretly love it. So, and then I saw this study literally this morning that made me feel completely validated. This survey says when plans get canceled, 2/3 of adults feel relieved that they don't have to leave the house. Like, relieved, not disappointed. And almost 3/4 of people say they're more of a homebody now than they've ever been. So maybe we are not broken. Maybe everyone else has been lying and finally saying the quiet part out loud. Is there something that most people really do not like, but you secretly enjoy? The canceled plans, doing the laundry, stuff like that. 702-364-9400.
Okay, hear me out. I know I might sound weird for liking this, but I really like to be in waiting rooms.
Really?
Like, before the doctor's appointments, I just don't know. After I check in and I'm at the front desk, there's something about sitting down in a waiting room that gives me like this reset before going into the doctor, because I feel like I need to be prepared with questions. Sometimes I just want to people watch and look at everybody else in the waiting room. But it gives me that sense of like, okay, about to go into the doctor. Let's get our stuff together. What questions do we want to ask them? So forth. So I kind of do enjoy being in the waiting room of a doctor's office.
Oh, that's so funny. It's just kind of like your reset and just chill kind of time.
And I love it when there's TVs in there. I'm like, oh, and it's like 99% of the time it's food stuff.
Oh, it's either food stuff, or I was in a waiting room yesterday and it was like the home improvement, like love it or list it kind of show.
Yes, it's the only time I watch HGTV.
That is so funny. 702-364-9400. We're getting some text here. This one says, if someone cancels on me, I do not get sad. I put on pajamas so fast I break records. This one says, I secretly love jury duty.
What?
Free day from work and nobody bothers me. That is hilarious. This one says, It's just like you. Most people hate waiting rooms. I treat them like a spa day. Let's talk to Becky. Becky, what is the thing that most people dislike but you secretly love?
Okay, I love clipping my kids' nails, fingers and toes.
What? What is it about that that you like so much?
It's just like a nice way to take care of them. And I just like doing, like, cleaning out the nails and clipping them and making them all nice.
Oh, that's, I mean, that's very, I think that's like the maternal instinct kicking in. And there is some satisfaction in that. Ramon, what do you love that most people do not?
So I actually enjoy candy corn. And I don't know why it gets all the hate. It's good. It's candy. It tastes, you know, vanilla, marshmallowy. It's a good combination of sweet and butter.
I see where my friendships lie, Mercedes.
Oh, you're going to unfriend me because I don't like candy corn?
Me and Ramon, we're going to be besties really? To the see? End. Candy corn is the best, Mercedes. We got to get her on board.
Steph, you're the first person ever to agree with me. I feel like my wife wants to divorce me over candy corn.
Yeah, I cannot trust someone who eats decorative sugar triangles. It's Mix 94.1.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.